From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi Kurds vote overwhelmingly for independence. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Wednesday demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled. He called it unconstitutional. Final results show nearly 93% voted yes to independence, sparking celebrations like this in Duhok. Fawaz Majed said he's grateful for the outcome. He said the Kurdish people deserve their own state. Turnout exceeded 72%, with a higher turnout in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyah. Prime Minister Abadi insisted federal authority be imposed on all of Iraq, including the Kurdish region. He said this is not a threat, but it will be done through constitutional means. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. Mattis renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to end a crisis involving his country and four Arab states during a speech at the U.N. General Assembly. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain and United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties to Iran and its alleged support for extremists. Defense Secretary Mattis arrived in Qatar after wrapping up a trip to Afghanistan, where he met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah.
Recent American policy announcements on Afghanistan in our region by President Trump is proof of strong strategic bonds and a shared outlook.
Mr. Abdullah was speaking earlier today at the India-Afghanistan Trade and Investment Show. This is VOA News. Thousands of South Africans on Wednesday marched in cities across the country against corruption.
Zuma must go! Zuma must go!
Zuma must go! A reference to South African President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been plagued by scandal. The protests were organized by the Congress of South African Trade Unions, which backs Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa as the next leader of the ruling African National Congress in voting in December. UN officials are expected to visit Myanmar. Volatile Rakhine State, where a security crackdown has forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. A UN spokesman said the trip is being handled by the Myanmar government. Few outsiders have been allowed to visit Muslim insurgents since Muslim insurgents attacked security forces in late August, prompting the crackdown. The UN Refugee Agency High Commissioner Filippo Grandi said the exodus of refugees has slowed.
The flow has declined, although the information we got from various government agencies in Bangladesh was that there are displaced people still inside Myanmar, some of whom may be trying to find their way across the border into Bangladesh.
He said for those who have fled, return will take time if it happens, if the violence stops. Bangladesh is struggling to care for more than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims. Representatives from Twitter are due to speak Thursday with members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in connection with the ongoing probes into Russian meddling in last year's U.S. elections. The closed-door sessions follow similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the United States aided in targeting content to certain users. President Donald Trump on Wednesday proposed a major tax overhaul, offering to cut business and individual taxes to spur growth.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I guess it's probably something I could say that I'm very good at. I've been waiting for this for a long time. We're going to cut taxes for the middle class, make the tax code simpler and more fair.
Speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana, Mr. Trump said the proposal, which must be turned into legislation in Congress, is pro-growth. Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy magazine, has died. Hefner founded the magazine in 1953. He was speaking about it in 2011.
The fact that it would be so successful and that it would not only succeed but also would become such a phenomenon and would, in the 60s, literally change the world. Who could possibly imagine that?
Mr. Hefner was 91 years of age. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.